Chapter 3. Where strides Bolothrax? Gardas knew what the beast was the moment it revealed its full bulk, though he'd never seen one before. Great unclean one, he thought. Sigmar, guide me and lend me strength. Steady, he said, glancing to either side. A murmur of uncertainty swept the ranks of the retinue behind him. It fell to him to see that it went no further. Hold your positions. The greater demon of Nurgle was an imposing sight, perched atop the stone steps. Rippling folds of fat marked its wide frame, and its flesh was by turns stretched tight, or else torn and oozing, exposing the foulness within. Swollen entrails spilled from these ragged canyons, dripping bile and tarry blood upon the stones. Immense pustules flowered at its joints, and boils shiny with poison decorated its leering countenance and flabby chest like gaudy jewellery. Its sloping head was little more than a lump upon its shoulders, and two great antlers of stained and stinking bone rose from the sides of its skull. Tatters of spoiled meat hung from the horns, flapping like obscene battle standards as the creature swayed and laughed. It wore a rust-pitted pauldron and spaulder on one arm, as well as a ragged hauberk of grimy mail, which gaped over its belly, and it clutched a gigantic, filth-encrusted, chain-headed flail in one hand.
"Form up!"
Gardas boomed, fighting back a wave of nausea. The thing was every foul thought given form, and he felt sick just being in its vicinity. A nearby liberator staggered, vomit spewing from the mouthpiece of his mask. Gardas caught him and helped him stand.
"Easy," he murmured.
The man began to speak, to try and explain himself, but Gardas silenced him with a shake of his head.
"There is no shame in it," he said softly. "Take your place in line, Stormcast."
He turned as the reverberations of the word shivered out into a hum. A black cloud rose from the tree line. Flies, he realized. More of them spilled out of the archway and even erupted from the diseased flesh of the demon.
"By the realm celestial," he muttered,
as the clouds of flies wove together, coalescing about the great unclean one's antlered head.
"Form up on me!"
he roared out, striking his weapons together. Lightning snarled at the point of impact.
"Fall back and form up! Hold the line, whatever else comes through that stinking portal!"
Around him, the steel souls hastened to obey, pulling back from the corrupted stone idols and the archway. Gardas grunted in satisfaction as he heard his command repeated up and down the line of retinues by his subordinates. Pharos and the others could be counted on to do as he ordered, without hesitation.
"Form up! Form up! So disciplined," the demon rumbled. "Like a row of children's toys, lined up neatly for Bolothrax's amusement, ready to play."
The great horned head tilted, and the bulging eyes fixed on Gardas.
"But this is not a game you can win, whelp. If I were you, I would run home and tell my god that this place belongs to another."
The demon's eyes burned into his own. For a moment he felt a terrible heat, as if he'd been struck by a fever. Then came a terrible tugging sensation, as if long fingers were stirring through his thoughts and plucking out those of interest. He saw the rows of cots, upon which moss lepers and flux sufferers lay in agony. He felt weak, and heard the screams as the invaders crested the wall and entered Demesnus Harbour. He almost stumbled where he stood, but the strange sensations faded almost as quickly as they'd come. Bolothrax grunted.
"Tough might. Strong. Stronger than I expected. The quality of your essence has much improved since last we met."
"We have never met, beast," Gardas said. He knew even as he spoke that he shouldn't bandy words with the demon. It was a lie made flesh. But something, some nagging urge compelled him on. I think I would remember one as ugly as you. His words echoed across the clearing, and Bolothrax leaned forward, eyes narrowed. A slow smile crept across the demon's blubbery face as the ranks of hallowed knights began to ring with the sound of hammers striking shields. The slow, steady rhythm drowned out the humming buzz of the demon's arrival, and for a moment Gardas thought that the noise alone might drive the creature back into whatever hell had spawned it. But instead, it shook its head like a disappointed parent.
Oh, so be it, Bolothrax said.
The demon raised one fat paw and spoke a single deplorable word. Gardas felt his teeth rattle in his jaw from the force of the word. The gathering clouds of flies suddenly spilled towards the stormcast lines.
Shields up!
Gardas roared, setting his feet as the deluge of insects drew close. Only now they weren't just insects, but other things. Long-limbed, bloat-bellied shapes appeared in the cloud, loping towards them, dragging rust-pitted blades behind them. Plague-bearers, Gardas thought. Similarly, as with Bolothrax, he had never seen them before, but he knew them all the same. He recognized them in the pit of his stomach and at the base of his mind, as one mortal enemy knows another. One-eyed, their rotten entrails leaking out, the plague-bearers radiated the same wrongness as Bolothrax himself, though to a lesser degree, as if they did not belong in the world. More of them emerged from the cloud of flies. They were on all sides of the hallowed knights, and their numbers increased with every moment. So quickly had they formed that the Stormcast Eternals were surrounded within moments, their retinues hemmed in on all sides. The demons droned monotonously as they advanced, as if in mimicry of the flies that had given birth to them.
Form up around me!
Gardas bellowed.
Fall back! Circle formation, but keep the line! Make them pay for every step, my brothers!
Was this how I fell before? The thought reverberated through his head like the droning of the demons. Before Sigmaron, before his reforging, was this what he had faced? Was this how he had died? He forced aside the thought, trying to focus on the threat before him, rather than one long past. Skin stealers rushed at him, spears wet with the blood of his acolytes. Reaching out for one of the 4-foot iron candlesticks, he caught it up and... His hammer snapped out to pulp a plague-bearer's skull. He parried a disease-forged blade with his own sword, shattering the demon weapon. Aetius had moved up beside him, shield raised to cover Gardas's flank. He stepped forward and swung his hammer out in a wide arc, sending demons reeling.
"Who will be triumphant?"
Gardas shouted, trying to ignore the persistent hum of flies and forgotten voices.
"Only the faithful!"
came the response from the throat of every member of his warrior chamber. The cry rose above the din of battle, above the sound of hammers cracking bones and the drone of demons. Gardas smashed a plague-bearer from its feet, splitting its leering features. The candlestick, heavy in his hand as he caught up its twin and stepped out of the hospice.
"If we should fall, who will be reborn again?"
he shouted, shaking his head to clear it.
"Only the faithful! Only the faithful!"
Gardas said hoarsely, as he blocked a blow that would have split Aetius's head. He chopped the demon down and cast a quick glance over the battlefield. The hallowed knights were fighting as warriors born, but the foe's numbers were limitless. They needed to counter that advantage. "We need room to maneuver," he thought. Gardas looked up and swept his rune blade out, signaling to Tegras. The prosecutors dropped from the sky, hurling their celestial hammers. The weapons struck, slamming home into the ranks of the enemy with meteoric force. Dirt, mud, and broken bodies were hurled into the air with each impact. For a moment, the enemy's relentless advance stalled. Gardas seized his chance.
"Aetius, lock shields!"
he roared.
"Pharos, to me!"
Aetius barked an order, and several retinues of liberators slammed their shields together, forming a solid wall of gleaming sigmarite. As Gardas had hoped, Solus and his judicators recognized what was required of them, and they retreated swiftly, collapsing their ranks behind the defensive perimeter provided by the shields of their brethren. Pharos and his retributors moved through the retreating ranks of liberators and judicators, their great two-handed lightning hammers clearing away those demons closest to the hallowed knight's lines. Pharos laughed as a blow from his hammer reduced a loping demon to ash.
"Sigmar be praised for this bounty,"
the retributor prime bellowed.
"Enemies to smite, and time enough to enjoy it."
He stepped forward and drove his hammer into the ground. Lightning erupted from the black earth, catching plague bearers in its crackling embrace. The demons jittered and burned. Between them, the prosecutors and retributors were keeping the enemy at bay, but Gardas knew that it was only a temporary reprieve.
"Aetius, shield wall,"
Gardas said, signaling the liberator prime. Aetius raised his hammer, and the front rank of the shield wall knelt, planting the bottoms of their shields on the ground. The second rank moved in behind them, slamming their shields atop those of the front rank. Those liberators not a part of the shield wall moved forward to join Aetius and Gardas as the first line of defense against the enemy. They broke away, forming themselves up into groups of five or six warriors, and took up positions between the retributors. Soon, Solus's judicators were firing from behind the wall of shields, as Gardas and the others tried to hold the plague ranks back. Thunder rumbled, and lightning snarled, as Solus and his warriors peppered the enemy. Soon the air was full of smoke and noise, but the demons continued their droning advance, taking no notice of the punishment inflicted upon them. More and more of them flowed out of the Gates of Dawn to join their vile kin in an unceasing assault upon Gardas's warrior chamber. They strode over the charred and broken bodies of their fellows, clambering over heaps of demonic corpses in order to reach the hallowed knights. Gardas and Aetius fought back to back.
"We'll be overwhelmed if this keeps up, my lord,"
Aetius said, knocking a plague-bearer back with a swat from his shield. As the demon staggered, he ripped his sword through its midsection, like a woodcutter hewing a tree. The demon fell in two squirming halves.
"While one of us yet stands, hope is not lost,"
Gardas said. He took in the battle at a glance, seeing the retributors like lone islands in a sea of filth, and the liberators fighting back to back in small retinues. None of them was doing much to blunt the advance, despite the toll they were extracting from the enemy. Plague bearers hacked at the shield wall, occasionally pulling down a liberator and dragging him out and away from his fellows to be butchered. Gardas felt his heart tighten with every death, a strange sense of having lived through this before, as he watched his flock fall to the spears of the skin stealers. He shook off the errant thought. These enemies were not skin stealers, whoever they were. He heard Bolothrax's laughter slither over the battlefield, and looked up to see the great unclean one squat down on his flabby haunches and lean forward, the very picture of an eager spectator.
"Yes, fight hard," Bolothrax called out. "It will not matter in the end. The tally man will collect his due, no matter how well you swing your little hammers."
Gardas longed to smash the smirk from the creature's face. Anger boiled up in him, and as he fought, he saw half-remembered faces superimposed over the Sigmarite masks his warriors wore. He heard voices he did not recognize, and the green horrors of the Gaia-tracked fen wavered and seemed to give way to another place, another time. He saw blood spatter white sheets as the skin stealers howled and tried to shake it off, to banish the clutching fragments of memory, but the hospice was burning, and they refused to release him. He slashed at a plague-bearer, and the grimacing warrior, clad in crimson and brass armor, stumbled back, his scarred skull crushed by the iron candlestick in Garadan's hand.
"Sigmar!"
Gardas roared. More warriors closed in on him, savage, saw-toothed axes raised, and he whirled, runeblade licking out to lop off arms and shatter plague swords. Those swords, he knew, were stained with the blood of his flock, and it drove him to fury. A plague sword struck him, causing him to stumble, and he felt the spear as it dug through his robes and pierced his vitals, and he fell to one knee. Sigmar, give me strength. My lord, Gardas, someone shouted. He hesitated. Who is Gardas? My name is Garadan, he thought, as a heavy body struck him and knocked him sprawling. Jolted from his memories, he rolled over and saw Aetius stagger as a plague blade slid under his guard and tore through his belly. Gardas froze in shock, but only for a moment. As Aetius sank down, he surged to his feet, blade in hand. His rune blade sang out, and the plague-bearer lost its hand. It stepped back, its single eye widening in shock. That expression quickly vanished in a spray of pus and bile, as Gardas's hammer slammed down on its skull. Gardas shook his head, clearing it of lingering memories. He'd lost focus, letting his anger overwhelm his discipline. He could not afford such lapses. Not now. Aetius was hunched over, his hands clasped to his belly. Aetius, can you stand? He asked. Aetius grunted, and, with Gardas's help, rose to his feet. Blood dripped from between his fingers as he threw an arm over Gardas's shoulders and sagged against the Lord Celestant. Gardas uprooted his blade, and with one arm around Aetius's waist, he hacked them a path back towards the shield wall. As he handed Aetius over to a pair of liberators, he turned back towards the Gates of Dawn. The great unclean one wove his hands in obscene gestures. With every pass of the greater demon's hands, the archway flexed like a thing in pain, and an ugly light seeped out from between the aged stones. The insect drone in the air had grown louder, and it was accompanied by a new sound, the stomp of great feet growing closer.
I did try and warn you. You can't say I didn't,
Bolothrax croaked, as the archway shuddered down to its keystones.
I gave you a chance, little puslings, but you spat upon my kind offer.
The demon glanced slyly in Gardas's direction, somehow finding him amidst the confusion of battle. Behind the demon, the stones of the archway seemed to tremble with the reverberations of whatever monstrosity approached.
Though I expected no better from the spawn of Sigmar.
As the name of his god left the beast's blubbery lips, Gardas hesitated. Bolothrax's smile widened, sensing the reaction his words had caused.
Yes, I know who you serve. I recognize that sign on your armor. And I do not fear him, Pustule. I withstood his wrath before, and I will withstand it now. I have outlived many gods. Bolothrax was there at the Battle of Black Skies when the great necromancer fell. Bolothrax corrupted the Sky Oak and broke the champions of mankind in the All Points War. And it was Bolothrax who cracked the City of Branches and made Alariel weep tears of jade.
With every boast, the great unclean one slapped his rubbery chest.
Bolothrax, Pustule! Bolothrax! Blessed above all of Grandfather Nurgle's children! Bolothrax! Greatest of all those who dwell in the garden!
Bolothrax extended one wide paw, as if in command, and roared out,
Heed me, my sons! Come forth, brothers in bile! Come forth, my Rutgar!